Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Mark Catlett, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary for Management at the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. Joining us in our conversation is Greg Grieben, another PwC partner.
We've read a lot about the Capital Asset Realignment for Enhanced Services, the CARES program. Can you tell us about CARES?
Sure can, Greg. It's a special interest for me in terms of the changes that the VA needs to undertake. CARES focuses on our healthcare element. Obviously, that's our large infrastructure with our medical system. We have over 170 medical centers. We've opened, as I noted earlier, hundreds of new clinics in the last 5 or 6 years. But as GAO has noted over the years and the congressional committees and we ourselves, we need to change. We have an infrastructure that's from really almost 50 years ago, and medicine is not practiced the way technology has advanced that. And to put in context, for me, again, I refer to Dr. Kaiser and his excellent leadership in the health administration in the Clinton administration. He brought about that change with some help. We got an Eligibility Act out of the Congress that allowed us to treat the patient and not – I mean, we really had rules before whereby you would have to be an inpatient to get certain services. So we were inefficient in order to give care. Docs who wanted to give the care would have to admit patients so that they give them some services, because the law over time, all well-intentioned, had been segmented, and they were basically trying to dictate medical practice in law. And as anything happens over that, over time it accumulates and things change, particularly technology changed medicine, it was outdated. We got that change. Kaiser was the forceful leader to bring about a focus on, as he said, on health care and not on hospitals or not on the infrastructure. And we opened these clinics and created these access points. So we gained huge efficiencies out of that so that we could give more care. As I noted earlier, we've doubled the number of people getting care, but we've nowhere doubled our budget is because we squeezed out the inefficiencies that were with practicing medicine in a hospital setting. We've moved the staff out. Now the second thing awaits us, and that's what CARES is about. We've got to shrink this. We had a right size. I'm not trying to be cute about the word, this infrastructure. We don't need it. We have tens of thousands of acres, and we have should be able to squat the square footage, but millions of square feet of space that we don't need. And in some cases, we don't need the entire facilities because it's not the way medicine is practiced. We have completed one study. We've completed in Chicago, the Secretary of Chicago and Wisconsin, the areas north of that, one of the 21 regions in the VA. I'm very pleased that the Secretary, in approving that last spring, we will be hopefully releasing a press release this third week of August, in which we are going to the implementation plan for that. We have $125 million appropriated now that we're going to release to Chicago. We have, through one of our innovations that we're overseeing called enhanced use leasing, whereby the private sector financing is used to build that. We have underway nearly $100 million of improvements at our Chicago facilities right now. We are in the middle. I've been to Chicago twice in the last couple of months signing the deals with the energy companies for cogeneration plants. We have another one. We have another enhanced use lease to be signed in September. And as well, then, we are going to seek and we're going to close one of the four Chicago hospitals, lease that out. It's invaluable property downtown Chicago. We intend to use those resources from that lease to help build out the hospital 6 miles west, still in Chicago, that we want to be our primary tertiary care facility in Chicago. So I'm very excited. We will be devoting in the next 15 months over $300 million in resources from all our means of financing to the Chicago and the broader network in that area, in that region, to bring about this infrastructure change. We'll be eliminating one facility. We have a second one of four in Chicago that basically we're ready to outlease. Hopefully we'll be outleasing that to the military. The Navy's there in North Chicago. We're looking to that. So CARES is about, as I said, we've dispersed the staff. Now we have to manage this infrastructure. And if we can pull this off, and we are underway with the studies now for the rest of the country, and in the next 2 years, in the next year basically, by next spring or summer, we want the plans to find proposed and approved by the Secretary that says this is how we need to change this infrastructure, where we need to get rid of it. And I would be very careful to have, because it's very sensitive in veterans' issues and politics here. Getting rid of buildings is not about eliminating care. It's about, again, as we talked about in procurement reform, we have to have more of our resources devoted to hiring physicians and nurses. And we are spending too much money on the infrastructure and the staff to maintain the indirect care staff, the wage grade staff to maintain that infrastructure. We need to have more money for doctors and nurses. And that's what this is about. So we're excited that we've got a, after it took us a while, Chicago was our test. We've learned. It took us 2 years to get through it. But we've approved it, and we're going to devote hundreds of millions of dollars now to that. And our big challenge now for CARES is everyone is, the Congress and OMB, everyone has been hyped and hopped saying, let's go. But I'm, as the budget officer, saying, where's the money? We've got to finance. We're going to spend $300 million in Chicago and in that region. I doubt if we'll spend anywhere near that in many other regions, but we need hundreds of millions of dollars for a system of our size to right-size and to bring about the change. Everyone has said, yeah, conceptually they buy it, but where we get the money and financing that, our budgets have to be supplemented to do that. And we will use not just appropriations, as I said, but this enhanced use leasing authority, which is a very interesting concept. Again, we sort of led the way. We've had it for 12 years. We were slow starting it, but we are expanding that significantly, where we use private sector funding to improve the buildings that we need, or if we don't need them, where we generate a revenue stream for us to help support our healthcare system.
It seems pretty clear the reasons why you'd want to have the ability to shift money to provide more direct healthcare from infrastructure.
Right.
What have been some of the management challenges to get to that point?
Well, I would think it's the normal challenge. It's just the fear of change and inertia that goes with it. The expectation, again, the sort of the thing I love about government is you've got a lot of competing interests, and it takes a while to come to a conclusion and move. I would envy the private sector, say, when a business and a corporation decides to take a direction, they obviously they're at risk to stakeholders, stockholders, anyone else, but they move out as a unified team. Here we've got a board of directors that's unbelievable from different, not just the Congress, but with the many different perspectives on the Congress, from appropriations to authorizers. Within the administration, you got several points of view. So, and then with us, with a strong advocacy group, a lot of people are saying, is this just a way to cut back on the health care instead of improving the health care by redirecting the resources? So overcoming that suspicion on some people's parts, and I think just the general fear and inertia, as I said, another piece of it is this will be dislocating a lot of our employees. We have tens of thousands of people that are wage grade employees, blue collar employees that take care of our facilities, that do the food service, that are the engineering staff. If we get rid of facilities, we're not going to need those folks. And the transition for those folks, you know, and how we best do that to, you know, to care for our employees at the same time to bring about the change, you're talking about a very interesting and a very tough set of issues, because there's a lot of different interests here.
How did you overcome all those issues?
Well, we haven't yet. We haven't yet. But in Chicago, and again, I think part of it is, it's tough as people look at it, but again, the basic dynamic that's underway now is that we have so much demand for care that everyone understands intellectually we have got to get on. We don't have the luxury of waiting and working through this issue. We have to speed this up. I mean, our appropriation is not unlimited. We will do as much as we can to with this special authority we have to access private financing, but that will be a supplement only. It can't replace the idea of coming up with more money. And so we have to, with the base of now $25 billion we have for health care, what we'll spend this upcoming year on health care, we have got to get it concentrated as much as we can in direct care and physicians and nurses providing that care. So, like I said, these issues have been with us for 2 years. They're going to be with us through this CARES study that's now being completed for the rest of the country. And like I said, all those dynamics and all those influences will play out as we try to get to a set of plans that we need to start financing in the 2004 budget and the couple of years following.
With regard to your role in financial management, what steps is VA taking to improve its financial management scorecard grade to get to green?
The biggest change for us, the scorecard has a lot of components. The financial management is one of the five common denominators for all of government agencies. For us, it's a big change, a huge change, as we're replacing our financial system and our procurement data system, our procurement system in the field and centrally. Like I said, I've been around a long time. We brought up this financial system. We brought up in 95 when I was the assistant secretary, the political appointment previously. It took us a while to do that, and we're now at the point where it needs to be replaced. And what we're doing, that was a big change. And now what we hope to do is replace the two front ends out there in the field for the financial system and the procurement system for tracking our inventory with a new integrated system with our core financial system. So that we've been underway with that 2 years to study and development. We have begun the pilots for that, and over the next 18 months now, we'll need to roll that out. So that is absolutely the largest challenge we have as the Office of Management within this department, to bring about a new financial system. Well, I should say a new financial and procurement system for tracking this $60 billion a year that we're responsible for. If we pull that off, then we deserve a green. I mean, that's our goal, to get that done. And that is a monumental. This is bigger than anything that we've tried before in terms of trying to get to basically one system.
That's a good stopping point. Rejoin us after the break as we continue our discussion about management with Mark Catlett of the VA. This is the Business of Government Hour.